get sweet CFRC swag, and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
The program.
Welcome back, 101.9 CFNC. This is the program. It's Wednesday, 2 o'clock, and you'll always find me here at every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. That track was Denzel Curry's new song, Got Me Geeked. And I gotta say, it's like coconut mall music. Denzel's been one of my favorite rappers for the past 5-ish years, maybe 6, ever since Taboo dropped in 2018. He's been my main go-to rapper to listen to. And I swear, with every new project, he keeps reinventing himself in old past styles of hip-hop. And he reinvents them in a way that is innovative, but also pays respects to the artists that he's taking influence from. Like his most recent album, King of the Mischievous South, takes influence from Atlanta rap, Memphis rap, and all over the South. But he has artists like Project Pat, 454, and the Mexican OT, new and old rappers that are kind of paving their own way and have paved their own way. Like Project Pat is a part of 3-6 Mafia, and they were massive from the Southern hip-hop scene. And yeah, it's just really cool seeing him bring all of these artists together to kind of give a new light to the Southern hip-hop scene. But yeah, it's Wednesday, it's 2 o'clock, I'm back. Okay. Thanks, guys. You guys haven't applauded me in a while. I have been lacking. I've been really busy with exams and projects, and I'm not even done yet. I still have one this Friday that I'm still studying for, and then right after that, I have finals. So wish me luck, because I'm going to need it. I'm going to cut to PSAs and promos in a sec, and then I'm going to come back with another new song, so stay tuned.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year, with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Welcome back, 101.9 CFNC. This is The Program, and coming up next, we got a new song by one of my favorite bands of all time, Squid. And this new song they have is in a completely different direction than any of the other songs, which is kind of typical of them, because one thing that they love doing is never doing the same style of a song twice. And this one is very different than the others, but I do think that it's going to be a really nice intro from the new album, just with the new themes they're bringing in. It's a good tone setting, and with all of the weird and strange electronics, I am so prepared for this new album. But yeah, without further ado,
Squid, crispy skin.
Thank you. Sports bar. talk a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter, and she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. I worry so much about her, I worry to death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at their cells. Standing at the back of the crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He was on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high bye. But thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. A middle-aged guy with a backstage pass. A guy with a gut hanging around like a jackass. Everybody there was 20 years younger at least. I'll leave you this, not my fondest memory. Carried my legs back down the hill. Gave my backstage passage to cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe. Got my hot tub and I thought, well, that's how it goes. And it was quiet and I was listening to the crickets. And Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. Though I'm content there's a tension competitor to this. But Ben's my friend and I know he gets it. Then a couple of days my meltdown passed. Back to the studio doing 12-hour shifts. Singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer. This tenderloin. This tenderloin song. This tenderloin song. Ba ba ba. Ba ba.
Welcome back. This is 101.9 CFNC, and that song was Ben's My Friend by Sun Kil Moon. And that song is actually about Ben Gibbard from The Postal Service and Death Cab for Cutie. And I've been listening to that song every single day from the past week, and I learned the bass part by ear, and it's just a really melancholic and fun song to sing along with. But the lyrics are a bit depressing. It's just kind of getting up there in the middle ages and kind of feeling like you're not doing enough. But coming up next, we're going to switch the mood and get into something a little bit happier. This next song is a song that me and my friends would listen to all last summer that they kind of put me on a little bit when I came back from Kingston. It's from Canadian band Gobe. And it's just kind of a little bit punky, pretty nostalgic for me and my friends. But
Go. I hear you calling.
I'm looking for you just to shed some light on my see is a picture of me on holiday in the late 70s, drying after swimming. My father calls to me, sunny disposition at the end of the jetty. Now that picture is displayed with 15 other missing boys.
Welcome back, 101.9 CFNC. That was Gobe with I Hear You Calling, followed by Alt-J with Losing My Mind. And I know I said we'd be doing happier songs, but that is one of Alt-J's more depressing sounding songs. But it's just been in my shower playlist for the last week or so. And yeah, I just thought I'd play it because Although they're one of my favorite bands, I haven't played any Alt-J yet. Which kind of shocked me, but I think I'll be playing them a lot more coming up soon. So stay tuned for that if you guys like them. But coming up next, I have some Canadian stuff. Coming up next, we have
Shadowy Planet.
Could belong.
I'm tripping down the staircase. Yeah, I'm full of me.
Welcome back, 101.9 CFNC. That was Gumbo with friends of the show, Days on Parade. And if you guys haven't checked it out, they just dropped a new EP not too long ago titled Look Alive. And we debuted one of the songs, My Blonde Friend Named Alice, a few weeks ago. So if you guys like the stuff, please keep streaming the stuff because there's more to come and it's all really good. The track I played before that was Dopamine by the Canadian band, a new band called Distraction Forever. And before that was Customized by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. All three being underground Canadian punk songs, but I just want to say Canadian punk is in a really good spot right now because you have the aforementioned bands that I just named, but you also have bands like Family Man, Crack Cloud, Pressure Pin, and few from Kingston as well. But it's all really good. Like, Distraction Forever is more of a goth, dark wave kind of thing. Days on Parade, a lot more garage and psych influenced. And Crack Cloud's doing weird art stuff. And Family Man just seems to be a collection of all of the weird new post-punk sounds coming out. But yeah, that's all the Canadian stuff I think I might play from today. But coming up next, we got a few bands, again, that I've been listening to nonstop these past couple weeks. But I'm going to cut to PSAs and promos before that, so stay tuned.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
GradChat is a collaboration between the SGS and CFRC, where we feature one graduate student or postdoc each week, providing them the platform to showcase their research and explain how it affects us. We also occasionally do interviews with postdocs, alumni, or grad students on topical subjects. Are you a grad student, postdoc, or alumni that would like to be interviewed? Visit queensu.ca/sgs/grad-chat to fill out the interviewee form. You can listen to Grad Chat every Tuesday at 4 to 4:30 p.m.
Yeah. not good for your health if you can barely stay around familiar faces.
Back 101.9 CFNC. That was Shame with Adderall, and before that was the Spinto Band with Japan is an Island. I'm gonna play a few more songs. This next one is Sunday Morning by Chaos, and it's a Canadian song which I never knew, but you guys will probably know it. And I just wanted to give a few announcements before I head off. I'll be coming back once more, but just want to say a few things. The funding drive from CFNC ends at the end of the month, and we're only about a tenth of the way to the goal. So if you guys like the station, then donate, please, because we really need it. And also, friend and guest of the show, Mo, will be performing at Stages next Monday, a part of the Impact show. So if you guys liked his set, then feel free to buy some tickets and show them some love. And this Friday, a few bands that I'm kind of friends with, the Clay Pigeons and Jinx, are performing at The Buckle. But tickets are almost sold out, so buy some soon. With that being said, up next,
Sunday Morning, Chaos. same thing. Back in the cold, people know, people come and go. It bores me, same thing. Seems like I'm trapped in the world with a certain face of time. Time waits on no man. So when people fall like me, every day is Saturday night, but I can't wait for Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Don't stop, pictures inside my dome. This is not me, I'm just afraid to be here all alone. Hurry up, wait, quit it, don't stop, I'm drowning in the sand. This is not me, where is my revolution? But if you want to own me, I'm not concerned. But if you follow me,
welcome back, 101.9 CFNC. That was Sunday Morning by Chaos. And this is going to be the last time I check in for the night. But coming up next, we got one of my favorite songs, Death on the Stairs by the Libertines. And followed by that, we have Bad Indian by indigenous group The Dead Pioneers. And this is a song I found out through Instagram, actually. But it's really good, and I've never heard a punk song quite like it before. So if you guys like this stuff, check out the rest of the stuff because it's all really good. Other hits include Political Song and Thailand. And just a reminder, the funding drive ends near the end of the month. And check out the shows I listed before. The Impact show at Stages on Monday and the show at The Buckle with the Clay Pigeons and Jinx. So have a good rest of your week and I'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Track mind and eyes for me, blah, blah. David will clamber over the balcony, banging on the window, waking Steve, bringing with a true love his unholy friend. Singing, if you really need it, you just won't leave it behind. So baby, please kill me. Oh baby, don't kill me. But don't bring that ghost down to my door. I don't wanna see them anymore. Please kill me. Oh baby, don't kill me. Just don't bang on about yesterday. You know I wouldn't know about that anyway. I'll go.
He said to the mouse before, if she loved anybody more than he, turns you into stone. No, I'm reversing down a lonely street. Cheap hotel where I can meet the past and pay it off and keep it sweet. Sweet like nothing, no. It's just like nothing at all. And I've seen you there. How could I help but stare? It rips the heart out of your baby. Taken far too much to see or think or touch what's real. Stranded on this street that paved my only way home. If you really need it all, you just wanna leave it behind.
Oh, please. No, don't kill me. Bring that ghost down to my door. I don't wanna see a million more. Please kill me. Oh no, don't kill me. Don't go on about yesterday. You know I wouldn't know about that anyway. Oh no.
Good Indian, maybe even a bad Indian. My cheekbones aren't high enough. My last name isn't a sentence. I don't have enough beadwork or turquoise, and I don't speak good pidgin English, certainly not as good as Johnny Depp did in that movie that one time. And I don't care if you connect with Indian spiritualism. I could care less if you did a sweat lodge with your Caucasian spirit guide who knew an Indian once. Sure, millions of Indians died, but tell me about your feelings and cry your white tears. I'm just gonna be over here being a bad Indian. A woman once asked me my Indian name, and I said, it's Greg. And she was so disappointed, she was like, no, it has to be Red Eagle or Two Rivers or Gray Skull, I said. Yes, wait, is that for real? No, no, I said, without her realizing my brief but generationally relevant He-Man joke, the kind of joke that would tell her that while Indian, I'm also having an American experience too. I finally said to her, how about Walking Eagle? And she said, yes, but is that true? I said, yes, it's totally true. And I never had the heart to tell her that the only time an eagle walks is when it's too full of shit to fly. Because I'm a bad Indian. Me as only a white man can, with all the Euro swagger of a man whose people were so sure of their place in the universe, their place in the world, their place in the eyes of God. You speak real good for a Native American, an Indian, a savage, a pagan, a prairie nip, a godless heathen, and I would be justified in punching him, and I would be justified in cursing him out, and I'd be justified calling him racist. But that would make me a bad
We some motherfucking apex predators. Witness the genesis. Alpha dead presidents, VPs, and delegates. Ain't smoking on the delegate. Weighing out the heavy shit. You could get high off the smell of it. It's like dopey and nostrils. AK for your brain. Made them open their chakras. Apollo's apostle. The stroke of Picasso. We need an apple boom. Trying to go to Mikasa. She told me that she not bilingual. But got two tongues. If that's what you into, I got inside her mental. Chicks that I've been through is simple. Now I'm trying to figure how to bend spoons. The prodigy of an alchemist is in the goals in rotation, bringing amethyst. Must be out your cranium to even try and aim at this. I can't be a Satanist. I don't know who Satan is. Defy all limits. They thought that I would die, but I survived all spinach. Macho man, pop, I did it. And I know you're looking down, so pop, I did it. The key to my lyric is my physics. Astrophysical, I can tap into your spirit. Of course, I'm talking to you. And of course, I'm targeting you.
Little subject.
You see me, mate?
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the spire.